Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:04 on ESPN 97.5. We were talking about the Matt Schaub thing, the kids going to his house, and it happened on this date in history.
Yep. Yeah. October 8th.
How about that? That was 2013. 8 years ago today, or 7 years ago today. 7 years ago today, those kids were, and they were, I think they were just harmless. But
I don't know that they were kids. I think they were in their late 20s.
No, they were kids.
30s, right?
They were high school kids.
Are you sure?
I know them.
There may have been a different group, because I thought that.
No, they were just, and they were just messing around. They were brought signs out there and stuff. They weren't. There was nothing dangerous about it.
You sure there weren't more than one?
Yeah, I don't think so. This one. It was. Yeah. No. It was a kid thing. It wasn't a big deal. But not to Matt Schaub at the time, who was throwing pick six after pick six, it was a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Schaub reportedly berated by angry fans at his home.
Yeah. Well, they were yelling stuff. Hey, Matt Schaub, you suck. Yeah. Yeah.
A fan went to his house and told him off, said the source, adding that another person took pictures of his family, which were allegedly posted on Facebook. Fortunately, neither Schaub nor his family, that's doing a little more than just yelling at them. They went and took pictures of the family and then posted them?
Well, I don't know if they came out front or whatever and took pictures of them or whatever. I can tell you that no one was in danger.
But Houston police later denied that angry fans approached Schaub's home, but confirmed there was suspicious activity.
Yeah.
So I just decided to do this little game called Bill O'Brien confrontation.
Before we go on, someone texted me. Did one of those high school kids live in your house?
No.
Was it Frankie? Was she 11?
No. But I knew him.
Okay.
Yeah, what's this confront? No, they did not live in my house. What's this confront Bill O'Brien?
Let's see.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It's I'm just doing pulling up all the articles. Here's one. This is from yesterday. Bill O'Brien had a confrontation with J.J. Watt and with Anthony Weaver.
Right.
Okay. That's an article.
Right.
Here's an article from 2020. Where DeAndre Hopkins defended himself against anonymous criticisms and said he never had a good relationship with Bill O'Brien for 6 years. There was no relationship. Make sure you put that in there. There's not a lot to speak about. And he also went out and talked about he had his racial thing that he said. So, and then all of a sudden that went away and he's like, oh, everything's good with Bill O'Brien. Because I think there was a threat by OB that you tell your truth, I'm going to tell my truth. There is this. Receiver Randy Moss and New England Patriots quarterbacks coach Bill O'Brien were involved in a heated exchange at halftime of the team's win over Miami. Locker room exchange described as an outburst by one player came 2 days before the Patriots traded Moss. It's 2010. We've got this. 2017, Texans Bill O'Brien, Brock Osweiler. Incident between Texans Bill O'Brien and Brock Osweiler led to the trade. And
what's the common
Osweiler, per the source? Per the source, reacted negatively, telling O'Brien in a visiting coach's office at halftime, he's only playing because O'Brien needs him. An argument ensued. Voices were raised. At one point, it's believed Osweiler got up to walk away, and O'Brien threw out an arm to stop him. That prompted Osweiler to act as if he were being held hostage, a claim that would be repeated by another source. I heard he got the forearm shiver up against the wall. You got Bill O'Brien. I've got Bill O'Brien, Tom Brady.
On the sideline, yep.
And we already know there's a Bill O'Brien, Jadeveon. I don't think there was one necessarily fight argument, but Bill O'Brien, Jadeveon Clowney couldn't get along. Bill O'Brien, Brian Gain. Bill O'Brien,
Rick Smith.
I mean, for God's sake, none of these are new except JJ. These were all right there in his background. Bill O'Brien versus Penn State. Do you remember that? Bill O'Brien and a guy from the writer from Penn State who laid him out when he when Bill had some quotes that he ended up going with or something like that. He got into it with Penn State on the way out. And Penn State, I think he called him. I think he was going after, look, I'm not going to say I'm disagreeing with Bill. I think he went after the fans, the supporters of Joe Pa. Yeah, of Joe Pa. I think he went after them and, you know, that's what the quote was. So it's just a big.
Well, let's see. You mean Bill O'Brien is confrontational? I didn't see that coming.
Extraordinarily confrontational.
Yeah.
Extraordinarily.
Yes.
So he's going to as a head coach.
He's got anger management issues. Listen, even at college, I mean, you mentioned earlier, and we talked about it yesterday, Dell. I can't. Do you really want that guy?
Nah, kids these days will not respond.
And yeah, by the way, they're running the show now. They're running the show now. I was an example of a coach who, I mean, it is a different world. Just this year is a different world for head coaches in college football. Bill O'Brien ain't putting up with that stuff. He ain't putting up with, I've got to kowtow and to you and your needs. That's not Bill O'Brien. That's not how Bill O'Brien coaches.
Well, then you can't coach.
Well, no. I believe that. I believe Bill O'Brien can't coach again. And here's the deal.
You mean head coach?
I don't. What head coach is going to hire him?
Oh, I think he would get
other
hired
than a
as
Belichick. Okay, who?
I mean, it is a good point. The optics are that he took over the GM position.
Yeah.
And so now you got to worry about guy going to stab
him. Albert Breer straightened that one out.
Oh, okay. That's he never even wanted it. He never even asked for
he
it.
He didn't want it.
Yeah, I forgot. We read yesterday. What? Me be GM? Oh, I don't know, Kyle. That seems like an awful lot for me to take on that, Kyle. Are you sure you want me to be GM? I'd rather not. I'd rather not have that much power. Maybe Jack can do it. Okay, I guess. I don't want this. I want to make this clear. This is not what I want to do, but I guess I'll control everything. Okay.
Yeah. No, I just don't see it. And, oh, by the way, a lot of times coaches who get fired could go into the broadcast booth. How would that?
Oh, well, now wait a minute. I could see that.
Well, I will say this.
As long as he can keep collecting his Texans money, I could see that.
If Matt Millen, after going 0-4 his Lions career.
0-for-GM
could get a job. Maybe Bill O'Brien could.
What about in a booth?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't know if you meant on a desk, pregame.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
I think Bill O'Brien could definitely do that stuff. He's a good speaker. Oh, yeah, I think he could 100% do that.
Yeah, but he's so
You might need to do that. If I'm his agent, who I heard is a little salty these days.
Yeah, but he made so many dumb moves that everybody. Oh, really? You're talking about a trade?
You know what? When we come back, we've got Lawrence and we've got, well, Gilbert.
Gilbert.
But I want to get to me and you, and serious, and we'll get to Astros too. I want to seriously, what would it take if you are somebody who's a PR firm who's hired to take care of this and to rehabilitate his image, what would you do?
Oh, that's too, I don't want that job. Can
it's,
I?
It's not an easy
can
job.
Can I cure cancer? I mean, that's easier.
Well, he's got whatever $15 million coming his way. I mean, isn't that he's got easier? Some money to pay for it.
Yeah, I know, but isn't it easier? Can I end the COVID-19? That's easier.
It is in the closing phases. They're on testing on multiple. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I can.
These
come
are
up
the
with
early. We're preclinical with Bill O'Brien.
No, time to talk about you know what? CBD American Shaman. CBD American Shaman CBD oil is different than all the other CBD oils. because it's based on technology. It's based on a better formula. The formula is that the CBD oil is water soluble, and that's different than the other CBD oils that you find. So this one, and I take it, and is awesome. I mean, if you've got inflammation, if you've got, you know, any kind of bone problems, if you've got, yeah, I mean, it is just, it seems like I'm a lot calmer. It'll be sweet today because I won't get upset with the Astros and Dusty Baker. Well, maybe I still will. But here's the deal is I am more solid. I feel better. All because of the CBD oil. It is true. It is true. It really does help. And if you haven't tried it before, give it a try. And these people will tell you, they're so knowledgeable and they ain't afraid to also give you a free sample. So if you're looking for to try CBD oil, CBD American Shaman, shopcbdtx.com. 30 locations around the city, all over the city. There's one near here. Shopcbdtx.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, before we get to that, did you see Cody Bellinger's catch last night?
Yes.
Seventh inning robbing of Tatis?
That was huge.
It was did huge. You see Bruzdar Gratterall's celebration?
Yes, I did. And I saw the reaction by the Padres.
Did you see this dude? I mean, listen.
That was a little much.
Latin players don't care.
Latin, yeah. Long hair, don't care. Red hair, don't care. Latin players don't care.
He throws his club. He's cheering up into the sky. He's pounding his chest.
It was so over the top from what I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And the Padres.
Lima was like, I wouldn't do that.
You went too far. You went too far, puppy. That's too much. You did too much. That you did that, and the Padres come out too bad. Do something, Padre. Do something.
Well, we'll see if they don't do something tonight.
They're down 2-0.
I know. So it's going to be hard to. But
if they get down 4-0 in a game, somebody's catching one right in the back.
But Gratterall's kissing, blowing kisses at their dugout, waving at them, and Manny Machado went, F you, F you, F you, F you. And out comes Max Muncy. Get back in your dugout. Get back in your dugout. Go back. And then everybody. And then Betts is waving at him. Boy, the Padres and Dodgers, that's a good time.
You want to hear from Mookie Betts on why they did what they did?
Well, yeah.
Mookie, there are no fans in the stands except for families. And yet, the intensity of that game was off the charts. How would you compare it to some of the other postseason games you played in your career?
I mean, that's definitely one of the better games I've been a part of. I mean, obviously, two teams that are super familiar with each other. It's battling. And so it's kind of been like that all year and can't expect anything else in playoff time.
You're an outfielder. You had an up-close view of Cody's catch in center. What did you think?
I wasn't sure. I didn't know it was going to go that far. But, you know, I saw him backing up and he kind of started timing it, and I figured he had a chance at that point. Obviously, he's great out there. He does some amazing things, and so I'm just fortunate to be able to play beside Jackie and now Belly.
Now, coming off the field with Machado and Gratterall, I haven't seen you as fired up that often in your career. What were you seeing?
I just feel like, you know, when he hit his home run, you know, he threw the bat and this, that, and the other. And then when we take one away, we can celebrate too. So it's got to be two sides to it. And that was just what I was saying.
So it was one of those tit for tats.
That's right.
You celebrate, we celebrate. Don't get all salty. Don't come running out. Although you've just never seen
I've never seen a pitcher.
That's the pitcher's version of a bat flip to throw the glove.
Although
Bellinger made the play, the pitcher gave up a home run practically.
Blow kisses at him.
You didn't do anything.
He was waving at the dugout, blowing kisses.
Yeah, that was like one of those classic Ken Giles saves.
Yeah.
Score two runs, and then you hit one to the wall, and somebody jumps up and makes a great catch.
That's when a corner watches a receiver who blew by him drop a ball, and he's like, Yeah. Why are you waving your arms incomplete?
Same thing. Yeah.
Guy dropped the ball.
919 ESPN 97.5. Let's get Lawrence in here. Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I had, like, one thing I wanted to talk about, but it's grown to five. I hope you have time for me. First of all, I want to thank one of your sponsors, Coors Light. I'm actually on my second Coors Light of the day.
Oh, I love
it. But we're in Orlando, so we're at 10:21.
Yeah, no, that's not too early. That's a perfect time
actually,
to start.
Actually, what I do, I put a little tomato juice in there. We call it a Snappy Tom. It's kind of the opposite of a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
It's an Orlando thing.
Congratulations. Love that. You're going to have a great day.
Appreciate it. So, I wasn't going to talk Astros, but I want to talk PBS. Their baseball coverage sucks. I can't stand their play-by-play announcers. And their version of SportsCenter is even worse. Horrible. PBS, go away.
Ernie Johnson. It's not a good post game.
No. So I'll bring one more thing up and I'll let you guys talk. What are the odds if the Texans finish out with maybe just two losses, the rest wins? What are the odds Romeo Crennel is no longer interim? Does he remain our coach or are we still looking for a new
coach? Zero chance.
No, I'm telling you.
Fresh start.
I'm telling you, if they do really well, I'm telling you, Anthony Weaver becomes a candidate, but not Romeo.
I see
this. You want to know the truth? The first guy that was going to get the interim tag was Anthony Weaver.
Why?
Because
he's done nothing to.
Because
to
I
earn
think
that.
The players really relate to him.
That's great, but his defense is an atrocity right now.
Right. Well,
like he's not doing a very good job.
Right. Well, and I think they thought better of it and thought, you know what, let's not put too much on his plate.
No, it's way too much
on his plate.
Romeo's done it before.
Right. And they wanted, but it was going to be Anthony Weaver.
Romeo's a calming influence too. I don't think Weaver will get any kind of shot. I think that the Texans will get a new GM. They've already said they're going GM and then head coach. I think they'll get a GM. They'll let the GM pick the coach, and then it will be a question of whether or not the players chase out Jack Easterby. That's going to be the question in the offseason after somebody gets hired is will the players go to ownership and get rid of Jack Easterby? If they believe that he's still a Bill O'Brien guy, like even though he may have gotten rid of Bill O'Brien, if they just don't like him, they could get rid of him too. And then you truly get a fresh start if they get rid of Clay Walker-Song. Bill O'Brien, Jack Easterby, Clay Walker-Song. If all three of those are gone, I will say that's a fresh start.
Will
Clay, who's more likely to last longer, Clay Walker-Song or Jack Easterby?
Do you know that I thought it was going to be the Baby Shark song because Dell played it yesterday, but I was being tortured last night, woken up in my head was the Clay Walker song.
Yeah.
And it's still in my head right now.
So what will last longer, Clay Walker-Song or Jack Easterby? Will they have a new song
Clay Walker
before Jack Easterby's gone?
No.
So you think Clay Walker lasts for 20 years?
Oh, I think Clay Walker's going to last forever.
Yeah, why do you think it's going anywhere?
I mean, it's not going
as long as the McNairs are there?
Yeah. Yeah.
He started that in 2002. Right. Next year's going to be 2021.
Right.
So you think the same song is going to last until 22
and
beyond?
Nothing going to be. There's nothing can take the place of this of that greatness.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Should you play it?
I thought you
no.
Take issue with it. I thought something was stuck in your head yesterday.
It is. I mean, I'm hearing it right now anyway. I'm literally hearing it right now.
So why can't
we torture everyone?
Well, I don't get tortured. I don't remember it after it's done. But like the Dolphins have had a song for like 60 years.
Yeah, but y'all stole that from the Oilers.
Yeah.
So?
No, right.
Why don't you play the San Diego Padres rap? Maybe that'll be a new song that's in John's head. No,
why don't you play it?
Which one do you want then?
Play the Fox.
I want
both. What does the Fox say?
Why can't we have both?
What does the Fox say?
Why can't
and put
we have,
that in everyone's head. See if you can play earworms from here on out and ruin people. Ah, here's one of them. See if we hear something we've never heard before.
This is in my head. I mean, like, literally. I'm going to listen to
percussion here.
Really?
I've been waiting all week just to kick this thing off.
It's not my job to do that.
I don't really care what you say.
Here they come, the
Why would you change this?
I ain't like that dirty ass trash ass city.
You can't just
jackhammer that in there.
I just not a jackhammer. It said
you tried to jackhammer in Denzel Mims' trash ass city.
That's Philadelphia. That's not the greatest city of all.
Well,
why don't you jackhammer in what's his name? The pitcher from the Rays, who was also on Twitch.
Why don't you jack in Songs of the South?
I don't want... Stop both of you saying jacking stuff in. Stop it.
No, jackhammer, not jack stuff in.
Said it.
Greatest city of all. He has trash ass city.
Can't put Philadelphia on Houston. Trash ass city.
God, this is
this is awesome. This is, and you want to?
Well, he's not done, by the
hold
way.
Hold on, hold on.
He's not done.
Wait a minute, I've never gotten this far.
Yeah, it's a long
I've never known it lasts this long.
What do you mean? It's
hold
over.
On, hold on. Let's no, listen. Is he a different lyric? And then we get a key change.
No, this is the... I had to not
no,
move it.
No, listen, John, I've never heard this version.
Ever? No, we couldn't get this far.
Jesus, this is the longest. How long is that? 5 minutes? It's still going.
It's still going. Wait, is there another verse?
No.
Your bitches wishes you had this.
Oh my God.
I just wish Songs of the South was in there somewhere.
Longest song I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. You hover above, rain hell below.
That would be better.
Killing them hogs real nice and slow.
Why can't you put that in?
Throw that gas down around your knees. Put you on your ass.
Ah. The drops have to go with the song.
Rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels, rebels. Keep everybody in bondage.
Oh, way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
Where's the new one?
On Steelers of the South?
Yeah.
How much of this do you want?
Yeah, I mean, you're just trying to kill off the segment?
Yeah, he's done.
No, that was our music segment.
Steelers of the South. We are the Steelers of the South, but we are the Texans. Look at us go. Run the ball. First down. Run the ball. First down. Pass the ball. First down, look at us win those division titles. Hang a banner, Steelers of the South. Houston Texans, Steelers of the Houston Texans, Steelers of the South. First, that's a Texans. First down, bum, bum.
It's not my job to do that.
Oh, my God.
Steelers of the South.
Steelers of the South.
All right, you know what I need? A drink.
Might I suggest my friends over at Blackland Distillery, grain to glass. We're talking about grain to glass. They're doing it all at Blackland Distillery, and it is fantastic. The thing about Blackland Distillery that I absolutely love is that with Blackland Distillery, you are going to get the processes, the quadruple filtration, and everything they do with all of the different alcohols that they have, and when it's all said and done, you're going to have something that's so unique in flavor. I'll give you an example. Their gin. It's made from 100% Texas red winter wheat, just like their vodka. With its they like the body of the wheat, and that's why they use that. It's cooked, it's fermented, it's distilled, it's filtered, and it's bottled right here in Texas. And for gin, most gins use 80 to 90% juniper, which gives them a very floral bouquet. Their gin is well-balanced with some floral, some earthiness, and some citrus. So it's a little different gin flavor component and profile than you're going to be used to. And just like their vodka, the water is going to be the key. And you can read all about some of their processes at blacklanddistillery.com. More important, go find Blackland at your local liquor store or restaurant. And if they don't have it, tell them that you would like for them to carry Blackland Distillery, made right here in Texas. Award-winning vodka, award-winning bourbon. This is your chance to get your hands on Blackland Distillery.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Slam Diego Love!
San Diego loves the Padres. San Diego loves the Padres.
Now let me welcome everybody to the NL West, where the SD Padres about to prove they the best.
Dodger fans act hard, but we know you're all pressed. That Manny hopped on the 5 and drove south when he left.
We're America's finest city, you're full of smog and ash.
When the Chargers moved, it proved you just take our trash.
In Petco, the nicest place you've ever seen. Feeling like I'll get stabbed outside Chavez Ravine. I've seen 3-year-olds try to eat their own Play-Doh, but they still choke less than Kershaw.
I was looking at the forecast, hold on here. Tatis will turn 2022 an El Nino year. It's all good, you could call me a chump. At least I ain't Bellinger going through a slump.
Dodger dogs make me have to take a dump.
When you're leaving Slam Diego, this the song will
play. Slam Diego.
That's it. Let's get
this. Love the Padres.
That's,
no,
that's
it's the, awesomeness. Slam
Diego. That's the
what these guys are totally sweet. Oh my God.
When fans, I know, when fans try to make rap songs, it usually goes very poorly. If it is bad, it's going to hit a radio show. If it's good, it won't see the light.
And they are making the arm movements because they think rappers make.
Because you do this right here, and your rhyme stuff is not in the right kind of form. I tried to do a triplicate, but then it ended up going too far, and my stanzas were all messed up.
I wish the Texans were playing Tennessee this week.
I hope Jack Easterby does a rap for the players to try to get them on his side, like David Brent might have in The Office. And he tries to get everybody on his side by doing a rap that's similar to that. Like, now we've got a lot of draft picks in 2022. I hope that you will do what you do. Like, it's kind of like a rapping dad, mm-hmm. only it's a rapping Jack. I hope he comes out sideways hat and sunglasses on, and he goes, I'm rapping Jack. And rapping Jack says stuff like, Vernon Hargraves, we know you'll do better. Hey, Anthony Weaver, I like your Texan sweater. And like, oh, no, no. Deshaun Watson, throw up the W. But really, I know you do the slime move, but hopefully I'm not set tripping. Look at me, Jackie D. Wait, it's Jackie E. I can't believe I'm here. I'm executive VP. And then he does the arm cross.
We got a new rap.
Jackie E.
You didn't do any. You got to do some hand signals.
To all the homies out there, say your prayers. Eat good food, and maybe we'll get wins. Look at you. You just got paid, Laramie. I know you're one of the top 5 in the league. I even told Kyle.
NFL refs, you need to do better, or Jackie E will write a sternly worded letter. Yeah.
See, I don't sing on this show because you'll capture it.
Hey, everybody, I'm on your side. Jackie E, please don't get me fired. After I hire a GM, that's higher, but I am going to aspire to the Lord's desire. What? And I just hit it, and I finished. Mm-hmm. Or.
Ooh, dab?
Yeah, I just dabbed. I just dabbed on the Texans. Dab. It's Jackie E.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
The rap and delight of Jackie E.
Mm-hmm.
We finally got rid of that big old bully. I'm on your side, guys. That is really great. Thanks, Jackie E.
No, Jackie E doesn't do a rap. Jackie E's not rapping. You think of all the people in the world rapping, Jack Easterby would be the last.
I never liked any of those moves he did. I distanced myself. Yuck, that was gross. Hey, rapping Kyle, now it's your turn. I'm rapping Kyle, and knowledge is power. Knowledge I can't believe power. That I was on radio for an hour. I said some things that turned John Granato sour. We gave DeAndre Hopkins to a much better home.
Why does he sound like that? Why does Kyle sound like that?
Ask him.
My name is Kyle. I give big piles of cash. What?
Billy, oh, I'll pay you for a long time. Mm-hmm. Also, look at him go. Now Jackie E is on the scene, and he is going to lay down some really fat green for you, Will Fuller. Get ready for your extension.
Ooh. Boom. And I just dabbed. I'd give Will 3 years, $12 million a year, $36 million.
Bill Bryan's gone. That's why I'm in this song.
We can do this all day. Mm-hmm.
All day.
It doesn't. You have to do it like one line, but like yeah. It's not multiple bars. Because I don't think they would hit multiple bars.
I don't think so either. Mm-mm.
We're the two-man crew. Do what we do. You guys can't believe us because you know we're true. Jackie E and rapping Kyle. It's Cal. It's Cal. I know.
Sorry,
it's a,
Kyle.
It's a play on words because of DeAndre's tweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kyle. Get with the program, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle.
Knowledge. When I say knowledge, you say is power. Knowledge.
Knowledge is
knowledge
power.
Is power.
Knowledge is power.
When I say power, you say knowledge.
Knowledge.
Power.
Knowledge.
Power.
Knowledge.
When I
power.
Say owner, you say Kyle. Owner.
Kyle.
Owner.
Kyle.
When I say Kyle, you Kyle. Say it's Cal.
Cal.
No.
When I say home, you say DeAndre. Find a home. DeAndre. Find a home. When I say rescues, you say wide receivers. Rescues. Wide receiver. Wide receiver. Rescues.
Mm.
But, and we out.
What if people are just joining us? They don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Jamie Roots is like, oh, for
you guys are obsessed with Jackie Easterby.
My name is Kyle. I'll show you the door. Kyle, door.
Door.
Kyle,
door.
Caldor?
I said Kyle door. I didn't say Caldor.
Rapping Texans is only funny if Cal ends the song with a speed rap like Twista. Rapping Kyle is not going to have a speed rap at any point.
713-780-3776. Rapping. You know, for those of you who don't understand, Cal McNair was on the radio yesterday, and he said he found DeAndre Hopkins a home.
A good
and
home.
He's in a good place now.
He's in a good place and a good home.
Which is, you
in
know,
Arizona.
Every owner, that's what they have to do. They have to make sure that they trade a guy, and he gets to a good place, and you have to get nothing for him in return. And that's what the Texans did. So they found him a good home. So he's a rescue wide receiver. I can't believe he said that. I can't believe
find
he
it,
said
we found him a good home.
I can't believe he said that.
With a fun offense?
Oh, my
God. You just thought that was a joke, but it was real.
No, that's not real.
And then DeAndre Hopkins actually called him Kyle.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins.
Hey,
Kyle.
We got
well,
this.
There's a reason he didn't answer your text, DeAndre. You called him Kyle.
The Clay Walker song sounds like the music playing under a Ford truck commercial while the guy talks about 0% APR.
It does.
It really does. Where you see the truck invariably goes through some big chasm, and it shows you how it can handle the rough terrain.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that. You got to have a truck going through rough terrain. Yeah. And then
it
rolls up. And
that rolls up and down. Well,
I'm J.J. Watt. This Ford truck is tough, just like you. We got rid of Bill O'Brien.
He didn't dab and... He didn't salute
did
at
he
you.
Salute?
He didn't salute.
Did
ever.
You see how much love JJ was getting? JJ was trending yesterday.
Yeah.
It was all Houston fans thanking him directly to his JJ.
Or, no,
not going to lie, JJ the GOAT. That was mostly what
was
it was.
There was a lot of that. On my timeline, there was a lot of, what, did he do it from the training room or did he do it from the field?
Ooh.
When did he have the argument with him?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, has JJ been out this year?
JJ, no.
JJ's very durable this year.
Hasn't missed a game, people.
Yeah, he's very durable this year. 4-0.
Yeah.
Four games? What? Four games started.
4-0, did you say?
Well, starting. Like, JJ he's versus injury, four. He's defeated injury all four games.
He's unbeaten? He's unbeaten, 4-0?
Yeah, he's 4-0 this year against injury.
Okay.
Sure.
Someone should ask him that question. JJ, what's it feel like to be 4-0 this year? And he's like, well, we have won a game. No. Your biggest opponent has always been injury.
And then they dab on the Zoom. And then they dab on the Zoom. Because JJ yesterday saw people asking questions on Zoom. He said, why do you have is that a dog on your shoulder? The guy goes, oh, yeah, a dog always climbs up here. He's like, okay. And then he told Seth Payne, Seth, it's not good for you to FaceTime and talk. Seth's like, I pulled over on the side of the road. He goes, you're FaceTiming from a car. That's not smart. JJ can see all the people asking questions.
Oh, he can?
Oh, yeah.
And somebody had a dog on their shoulder?
Yeah, I guess a dog or something, a parrot. Something was on their shoulder. And JJ's like, what are you doing?
Sure it was a dog or was it one of our rescue dogs? Was it Clowny on someone's shoulder?
It could have been Randall Cobb or Kenny Stills or somebody. We found a home. We found a home for Kiki Kuti. Hey, look, it's Vernon Hargraves in the background of somebody's house. We found a good home for Vernon.
Well,
he's doing great
for
now.
Kiki QT, all the shots are updated. Here, you send Kiki QT a nice home to the Jets for all he's done for this organization.
Roughnecks. I feel a roughneck coming.
You think we're going to find all the Texans Roughnecks?
The Roughnecks should get all the players the Texans cut.
They should.
Easy.
We don't want them.
Stay in the same place.
Really?
Yes.
Get better players.
Stay in the same place.
Better players than the Texans cut.
Better players than Case Keenum. He was once cut.
Was he?
Yeah. He was cut.
No, if he doesn't find an NFL home. But we don't. Do we have to take the guys that just really just suck?
Up next.
That's pretty incriminating that you did steal that.
I didn't.
That is pretty. Woo.
I could do that too.
I mean, they could absolutely put a cease and desist on you. Oh, look, we had to get to a stop before we get to Gilbert.
Oh, we got to take a break, but Gilbert's next right here on ESPN 97.5. What about Texas Star Grill Shop?
What about Texas Star Grill Shop? Texas Star Grill Shop has a fall sale going on right now. Now, this is your chance to get, and these grills are unbelievably durable. The first thing I want to tell you is whether it's gas, whether it's one of the unbelievably constructed Traeger or especially Pits and Spits made right here in the Houston area. These grills are really, really durable, sturdy, and extremely high performance. So when you buy this grill, keep in mind that you're going to have it for years and years and years, and they are all designed to optimize the grilling and barbecuing experience. Whether you're getting a wood pellet grill like I have, with Memphis or Traeger or Green Mountain, where you can either smoke it at about 175 degrees or blast it up there at 5, 6, even 700 degrees, they've got you covered. Gas grills like John got, the pizza ovens. They've got pizza ovens directly from Italy. They've got everything, seasonings, marinades. This is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue needs. And, yes, they will assemble and deliver absolutely free any grill that you purchase. So make sure that you go take advantage of that fall sale going on right now at Texas Star Grill Shop, Katy, Spring, and right here in the Houston area. Three locations with a fourth location soon to be on the way. For more information, go to TexasStarGrillShops.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is a pretty good question. Dollar says, Almighty Dollar says, Bob was so hated. I bet if we posed the question in the offseason, would you trade D-Hop for getting rid of Bill O'Brien?
What would the fans have said?
They just said no. Oh, really? Oh, I don't know that. I would give up D-Hop to get rid of Bill O'Brien.
No, I think fans would have said no. I don't think the fans were fully on board with the hatred of Bill. I mean, they didn't like him, but did they not like him enough to get rid of D-Hop, the best receiver in football? I don't think so.
Well, eventually...
Player still trumps coach. Like, they still...
Eventually, it is what happened. The D-Hop trade did him in. The D-Hop...
I think you know this, too. I think there, over the years, he had continued to do things. His inability to deal with people on a consistent basis with his personality, I think that pushed his level up higher and higher until you get to the mark where you've crossed the mark. I think he probably got under his player's skin, and that continued to go up. People in the locker room, people on the business side, people in the building, it continued to go up. I heard a story about how he treated somebody. I told you who it was. I don't know. How would you describe that guy? Just old money, a guy who's very well respected and well connected in the community. Yes. Somebody who would go to Bill O'Brien's house could drop in whenever he wanted and talk to Billy or his wife. And then he treated that guy really with no respect at one point.
I would have given
this
up.
Offseason. That stuff adds up.
I would have given up D-Hop to get rid of Bill O'Brien.
I would have said, let's play it out. But I also hated his – like, I knew how bad his personnel moves relative to what the rest of the league did. So I uniquely wanted him gone. But part of it was also because the D-Hop trade was the first one. Then he started bringing in Cobbs and Cooks. Like, the Hop move was bad, but I understood it. I didn't think he got enough value. Remember some of these other moves that I really didn't like, the Cobbs and the Cooks deal for a second? That didn't happen until after that. And then Laremy Tunsil, he got on that deal after that. D-Hop was the first of many moves where he showed that he was completely inept at understanding how to handle
rosters. Why when we talk about Bill O'Brien possibly going into Booth, or he's like Matt Millen eventually in the broadcast world, was he lost all credibility with the way, because of how Bill O'Brien has lost credibility in the football world. I mean, it was too. His moves were so stupid that as a GM.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, as a coach,
no one ever thought he was a GM.
No. But as a coach, and you know what? What people are finding out, it's
he lost credibility as a coach.
As a person.
People think he's too. Well, they think he is. Like Buddy Ryan-ish, you know, hard to deal with. Like Johnny Rotten. You know, if you interview Johnny Rotten, you're going to get a terrible, terrible interview from the Sex Pistols. Bill O'Brien's not like that. Bill O'Brien could put on his good face off.
He could put on his good face, but we know who you are.
Well, yeah, you're a guy who won some division championships.
Yeah. No.
Like his record, his football stuff. You're not going to be the guy
that went out to lunch with all of the guys just to be one of the guys. You knew that was fake. You knew that was all bull.
It was a rebrand.
You knew, yeah.
Well, I knew it. Yeah. I knew it was a rebrand from the beginning, which is fine. I was going to play
along. Everybody in that room knew it. And you know what?
Yeah, but some guys eat it up.
Somebody brought it up yesterday.
Some guys were eating it up.
I think it was Joel brought it up yesterday. He said, why hasn't the Houston media done a better job of revealing who Bill O'Brien has been over the years?
Well, I already told you I didn't want to get people fired who I knew.
No. I know that. Well, you're a different story because you had Johnny Harris is there.
Johnny didn't give me stuff.
No.
Yeah.
No. But all of the people that have covered the Texans over the years and have heard all the stories and have seen it with their own eyes.
He was an a-hole, but we talked about that. Why do you think we did the yelling and stuff like that? But, no, I mean.
We talked about it, but haven't been stories. Now you're going to find a bunch of stories of people saying, well, we had Chase on yesterday saying I was an intern and I told him tearing down the team chaplain. What? Yeah. Right.
Mowing him down with F-bombs because he changed Bible study and it took up Bill O'Brien's time.
Don't do that in my team and all that stuff. We're going to hear this. We're going to hear a bunch of Bill O'Brien stories. Why is it that it took him to get fired for anybody to actually come forward and say, this guy was a card-carrying a-hole?
Well, I mean, I feel like stuff has been out there. The Randy Moss stuff has been out there. I brought the Randy Moss stuff up. I found it in 2010. Mike Rice, who writes for the ESPN, but he covered the Patriots. He put it out there in 2010. We know about the Tom Brady thing.
No, but we know stories. Equipment guy, trainer.
Yeah, but some of this you're finding out this year.
Well, right, but
yeah,
but I mean, this is a bunch that is.
But
built
I told.
Up.
But listen, I told the story. I found out about Jeff Kaplan being whacked, yeah. And I brought that up. No one else has that stuff.
No.
Because
that's
Jeff
what I'm
Kaplan
saying.
Was moved to a different position.
We have been talking about this forever. The people that cover the Texans on a daily basis. No one has stood up to this guy and said, "This is who this guy is."
Okay, but
I guess it takes from to be fired, and now we can tell.
Well, serious question.
They can do this.
Is that your job to say this is if his get job is to be a good football coach and to win games? Is your job to say he's a meanie? Is that an article you should write? Now I can't say if it's an opinion piece like the column you have an opinion say Bill O'Brien's personality. Yes, that is something where. I guess columnists in the past, Richard Justice or Dale Robertson or Jerome Solomon might have said, Bill O'Brien, despite the division wins, Bill O'Brien's attitude or personality could potentially end his reign in Houston. Actually, I guess that's not out of the...
No.
I guess we have read... or that does sound like a column that might have been written in years
but
past.
But it has been.
I don't read the Chronicle. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if it's Brian T. Smith.
Well,
wrote, I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, you're right.
Are you on the paywall? Are you getting past the paywall?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
I'm just speaking out of my ass. I don't know. Maybe people did write. Maybe somebody did write and I didn't see it. It used to be if it was in a paper, it'd circulate. It'd be huge.
Yeah.
And now, that's like if a show's on Channel 11 on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock, a network show. I don't know that show.
No. Right. Well, I hear it because you happen to be watching
football.
Does
that football. Show have a
narco? You happen to watch a football and they're advertising it. That's the only way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I heard it's going to be a special edition of Punky Brewster this week or something. I don't know. I don't watch any network television.
Maybe when Kiki gets cut, he can get the keys to D-Hop's old apartment. I don't like that.
No, he's not going to be homeless. At least Matt Millen had a decent career in the NFL. Yeah, that's true. He was a good linebacker. That is true, KJ.
He was a good announcer before he got into the front office.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Texans will talk to my guy Daniel Jeremiah. And I'll tell you why. DJ has a daughter who's in college at up in Dallas. So she's going to a Christian college up in Dallas. DJ has been offered. He was offered a job with the Tampa Bay Bucks. The NFL Network gave him more money, and he said no to the Bucks. The Jets wanted him to come up and be Joe Douglas wanted him to work with him, and DJ said no. I wonder if Daniel Jeremiah, you know, his dad is like one of the biggest pastors in the country. He's enormous.
Oh, my gosh. He's perfect.
I'm not joking around
Jeremiah
here.
Jeremiah sounds like a biblical name.
He's, well, Daniel Jeremiah, yeah, it is. But he also
but
is a guy
Amish,
who,
isn't it?
He's also a guy who evaluates talent, who knows people around the league. I don't think it's crazy that Daniel Jeremiah gets mentioned here with the Texans. I really don't. And, you know, I like the guy personally. So,
yeah.
And I think he's good at what he does. He puts time in. I just wonder if DJ will be a guy who they reach out to.
That'd be sweet. No, that'd be good. I wish his name was Daniel Jedediah, though. That'd be better. That'd be more fun, I think. But that's just me.
Daniel Jebediah?
Jebediah or Jedediah.
That would be pretty
Jebediah.
Good.
Jebediah would be great. Yeah. Yeah, this is true too. You don't want to lose your media access to the Texans. If you're right, Bill O'Brien is an a-hole behind the scenes, you know, then Bill O'Brien maybe doesn't talk to you. But he had issue, you could tell, he had issue with Brian T. He had issue with Aaron.
He was going to go after a radio guy, I think before he even had a, like it was early on. He called up somebody and said, "Oh, it's this guy. I'm going to call him on the air and straighten it up." And they're like, "Oh, don't do that. Do not do that. This is what this guy wants." This guy's on national. Mm-hmm. He's on a national sports show.
Yeah.
He's got some new hair also.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'd have to see him sometime.
He used to be buzz cut, and now he's got a new part in his hair.
Oh, he's got a new part? Did he do anything about that nose?
Oh,
no?
Oh, look at this. It says my bookie on my sheet.
Beat it.
By the way, Kamala Harris went over on Donald Trump. She said Donald Trump multiple times.
Yeah, Donald Trump. She never said President Trump. not a once. That's the under.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No. Donald was, yes. But she certainly didn't say president, because that would have been respectful.
We're not looking for that.
That was on my bookie. Oh, guess what? You can find anything. Who's going to be the next pope? You can bet on that.
That's up for debate.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But definitely who's going to be the next president is.
Who's going to be? Oh, you got that. And guess what? Trump's a big dog right now.
Yeah.
You could have bet. How long was the fly on there? Before it even happened, you could have bet on that. So all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And there's stuff like that on the, it's incredible. It's an incredible website. If you're looking for a great place to play, it's not just sports. Well, there's casino, there's horse racing. You can bet on anything at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Basically because people are really poor at this and mybookie.ag, promo code radio, they're going to do just fine. And they're doing just fine. So when you win, they will pay you. Because they're doing just fine. They're not afraid to send you money when you win. And they do it all the time. But here's the deal. If you want to double what your initial deposit is, all you do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and start and play. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.